computer-like spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Putting the funk back into dysfunctional, it is Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Is that the smell in here?
Yeah.
Huh.
Your technology guides, whether it's the internet, digital cameras. We're ready to get down and get funky with you.
We can do that. Should we start with some phone calls?
And as advertised, there's no open line, so don't bother calling right now. When you hear somebody hang up, give it a shot, 602-277-5827. Let's start it off with Bruce. Bruce, welcome to the computer corner.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, what I did was I went on vacation. I set my computer up so somebody staying at the house couldn't get online. And when I got back, I don't remember what the password was, so I can't get into Windows now. I can't log on.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
So let me ask a question. Is this Windows XP?
Professional, yes.
Okay, and when Windows comes up, does it come up and have like a username you can click on and then you type in the password, that kind of thing?
Well, it says username and it says administrator in there and then password flashing. I used to have it where all I had to do was click OK and it would just go right on. But I think I typed in something for a password. I just don't remember what it was.
Okay, well, Windows XP was the first operating system for Microsoft that had a little extra utility that you may or may not have used that had some kind of ability to remind you a password. And so when you set up a password, depending on how you did it, it would ask you for a couple of keywords and it would remind you of something. Did you set that up at all?
I don't remember, but I can't get any farther than Windows, log on to Windows to do anything.
Do you have another machine that you can use to access some really cool stuff that we posted about 2 months ago on our website?
No, this is my only computer.
Do you have any friends?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Or family members?
Yeah.
Okay, what you need to do, or what I'd suggest you do, is consider the resources. I actually wrote a newspaper column about this 2 months ago, I think. Where a parent was locked out of their machine by their child.
Yeah.
So I wrote the column on different ways to look at it. One of the things was what Brandon was just talking about. But there are utilities you can download. So you'll have to go to somebody else's machine, get online, look at our resources, download the utilities I'm talking about. And I'm assuming, do you have any technical comfort level with this stuff, or you're gonna have to find somebody that you're...
No, I'll have to. Well, my son-in-law come over, and he's pretty sharp. He went to safe mode and tried to get it to work on safe mode, but that didn't work.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same password either place. Let me give you the steps. You're gonna go to our website at datadoctors.com. Mm-hmm. You'll click on the free help center.
Free!
And then click on view all weekly columns. Back on the 6th of July, you'll find one titled Lost Windows XP Password.
And in there, towards the end, you'll see a resource where you can actually go download a piece of software that will help you break the password.
Okay, because I actually, when my son was here, he went online with Data Doctors and went to that place, and it told all the different ways to do it, but none of those ways worked, but we didn't download anything.
Okay, there's a couple of different tips on how you can prevent this from happening, but the last thing, there's a link at the very bottom looking at it right now. And it takes you to a place where you download a tool that will help you do this. If that's not going to work for you, then the other alternative is to find somebody who seek professional help, as we'd say,
yeah.
And somebody can help you with that.
Yeah, if you want to try to do it yourself, do that. Actually, I just tried the link. Apparently, we drove too much traffic to this. What you want to do is you want to go to Google and search for offline, all one word, offline NT password.
Offline.
NT password.
MT password.
N as in Nancy, T as in tomato.
Okay, NT password.
Right, and the very first link that comes up is a registry editor. And again, if you have somebody technical that understands how to create all these things and do all the technical stuff, then you have to create a boot disk and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, if I don't get it, I'll just bring it over to one of your offices.
All righty-dighty.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, and hackers, please, or wannabe hackers, people that think, okay, cool, I'm going to break into machines, please, get a life.
That there are also utilities out there that you can buy that will allow you to get in and do this kind of thing. One that lets you boot up to a very Windows-looking-like environment that has an ability to reset a password. It's called ERD Commander, so that's something else you could check out, but it is something you'll pay for. The other thing we suggested is a freebie thing. So.
Free! All right, we got time, right?
We got time.
Hey, Chris, you're number two on the Data Doctor's Computer Corner.
Hey, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Hey, I just bought a wireless system for my house. I got a Dell computer. And I want to be able to find out how I can set the router up so that other people that are driving around in my neighborhood can't war drive my my wireless setting.
Yes, there's a three-letter description for what you do to get that to happen. RTM.
Return to manufacturer?
No.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, you do that.
Read the manual. So the thing came with a manual, and it may not be a print manual, but it may be a what they call an online manual. But
it came with was a disc that you loaded up.
Yes.
Yeah, on that disc will be some instructions on how to set up. You're going to be looking specifically for either how to enable WEP, W-E-P, or W-P-A.
Okay.
So there are two different kinds of ways to encrypt that wireless connection.
Now, let us help you make a decision on which direction you want to go. Okay. How many different machines are going to connect to this wireless network?
I only have one machine.
Okay.
Let me ask another dumb question. Is this a notebook?
No, it's a desktop.
Why would you want to connect it wirelessly?
Well, unfortunately, Cox Cable wasn't able to bring the cable all the way around to my back bedroom, and so I had to hook a wireless router up to a front bedroom.
So your cable modem's on one end of the house, and your wireless is on the other.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I can suggest something that would take the other version of RTM, I mean return to manufacturer, and you won't have to worry about securing it, and you won't have to worry about setting it up.
Okay.
And there's another breed of adapters out there called Powerline adapters.
Powerline. I've seen them both.
Yeah, they're interchangeable words. But what you'll do basically is you're going to buy two little boxes, and these little boxes will plug into a regular electrical outlet, one in the room where the cable modem is, and one in the room where the computer is. And they'll have little jacks in the bottom of them, which you can plug Ethernet right into, which is the network technology that all these things have in common.
Yes.
And it'll use your home wiring to transmit the information. It's secure because it won't leave your home.
It's not wireless, yeah.
And it's not wireless. You don't have to worry about setting it up. You don't. It's you plug it in, play, you're ready to go. There's nothing to install, nothing to set up.
And so the only reason not to use that type of connection is if you do a lot of really large downloads or transferring files, which you only have one computer in your house, so you're not doing a lot of computer-to-computer transfers.
Right.
So that'd be the only reason, like, you know, people that have multiple computers, if they do a lot of, like, huge, like, you got a video file on one machine, you want to transfer it to another, that's the speed in which it can do that is lower on those Powerline.
But the speed is faster than your internet connection,
right.
So your limiting factor is still your internet connection. If you only have one box, then there shouldn't be any issue there.
Doesn't apply to you.
They are absolutely simple to set up. You literally plug them into the wall, and a few seconds later, you're running.
Right, but I've already purchased the other system, so I'm kind of stuck with that.
Okay, well, then you have to just read the manual, go through the steps, and make sure you're securing yourself.
All right, appreciate it.
And you can actually use the combination of the two as well. So, see, the reason we don't like to use wireless unless you have to, because it doesn't always work, no matter what you do.
You're right. I've been knocked off quite a few times.
You know why that is? Your neighbors probably have the same equipment as you do, and you're probably set on the same channel, and you probably have the same usernames, and there's all kinds. If you want to do the homework, we've written about 18 different columns on wireless security and how to set things up and how, you know, I keep getting knocked off because my neighbors are on. If you look in the free help section, you can actually just put the word wireless in the search engine of our free help section of our website, and there will be a plethora of columns we've written about various things that can cause issues for wireless networks.
All right, thanks for the info.
The other thing is check with whoever you bought the wireless equipment from, see if they'll take it back or exchange it for a Powerline if it just becomes too much work.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck, Chris, and hopefully that helps others that are either in the situation or about to be in the situation. Wired is always better than wireless. And we're not just talking about computers. Cell phones, cordless phones.
But think about the reality of this. You live with this every day. Your cell phone, you sometimes curse at because you think, why can't it just work?
Oh!
But you never curse at your home phone.
I do.
Well, is it a cordless?
Yes.
Well, then. But when it's plugged in?
Yes.
Do you have the same problems?
I don't have a disconnect problem, no.
Right.
I have the... I can't go any further than this problem.
So, whenever you can, whenever it's practical, wired is better. And that's just a kind of a universal truism throughout nature.
It's the Zen of computing.
The Zen of computing.
Zenism or something.
We have
to go to break here.
We're going to go to a break, but when we come back from the break, we've got, of course, more of your calls and questions. We got our Geek Speak of the Week, and, of course, lots more Computer Corner. We're talking about digital cameras. We're talking about whatever ails you at 602-277-5827. But before we get to that, we're going to catch up with some traffic and weather together here on KTAR with Lauren Carey and Kelly in the KTAR Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you very much. Eastbound I-10 at Perryville, 187th Avenue is still closed down due to a very serious earlier